Now the Sea Is in Me, written by Sapphix and read by the Podfic Gremlin. This fic is rated for general audiences, and the creator chose not to use archive warnings. It is an F/F fic in the Barbie Fairytopia fandom, as well as Barbie all media types. The ship is Alina/Nori, with the characters Alina and Nori from Barbie Fairytopia. Additional tags include character study, fluff and angst, first kiss, title is a Mary Oliver quote, and drabble. This fic was originally written in English. Summary. Nori has never known anyone like Alina before. Fic begins. Nori has never known anyone like Alina before. Nori has known other Fae, of course. They would flutter obnoxiously around Mermaidia, never quite daring to jump in the sea lest the ocean coat their wings in seaweed. Nori had thought them weak, unkindly, though she also knows some Fae lose their powers when they even breathe near water. This is why Nori is so shocked when Nalu comes to her and tells her of his time with Alina, a beautiful blonde fairy of all things. And he won't shut up about her, how brave and kind and pretty she is. It makes Nori irritated. "Why don't you just go marry her then, if you're so in love with her?" she spits back. Nalu recoils. "You know the laws," he reminds her. "Besides, I don't know her well enough. I just think she's pretty." No one is ever just pretty with Nalu, though. Nori has known him all her life, has met most of his girlfriends. Alina will just be another pretty girl he will discard once he's bored of her, and then Fae will have an even worse opinion on mermaids than they already do. The legendary formerly wingless fairy arrives at Mermaidia, and yes, she's beautiful, but not that beautiful, nor does she seem to be scared off by Nori. Nori can tell she doesn't want to be here, really, that she's only doing this for Nalu. Because he's her friend. Friend, Nori scoffs. She knows him for 4 minutes and decides she can call him anything but a stranger who helped her. But Alina is brave, but only when she's forced to be, or doing it for a friend. Nori decides she likes her spirit, if not her nature. That Nalu was right, and she is pretty once you get her in the ocean. That she has a rainbow in her eyes, and that means she's destined or just catching the light right. Depends which Fae is telling the story. Nori isn't a Fae. She's a mermaid, born and true, and she cannot imagine the pain Alina is going through when she trades her beloved wings. But Alina puts on a brave face, they rescue Nalu together, and she gets her wings back. "I want to talk alone," Nori tells her. Alina is flitting about happily, smiling in the sun, and she lands easily. Nori puts her elbows on a nearby rock. Alina sits on the rock. She dips her toes in the sand. Nori wonders how she walks around barefoot, but she supposes she can't judge, as she's never had legs. "You were right," Alina tells her ecstatically. "You got me my wings back." She looks so cute when she's happy, Nori thinks. Maybe this is what Nalu meant all that time ago. I won't let her be hurt by him. Nori pulls herself up on the rock. She only means to turn Alina's chin to her so she can look at her one last time, and certainly doesn't mean to press their lips together. But when Alina pulls away, her smile is somehow wider. "I should have got a tail way sooner. I don't know. I might have a thing for fairies. Who knew?" Nori shrugs. "I would like to see you again. Stay a while?" "I would love to," Alina says. "I need to grab some things from Peony and then we can continue this." "Yeah, we'll continue this if you want." Nori is surprised Alina still wants anything to do with her after that stunt. "See you then?" "Who said I had to go home right now?" Alina dives into the water, her hair loose and soaking, and kisses her again. Fic ends.